So let us continue now to walk with Jesus as his travels are told in the book of Luke. And let us come to know his heart for the people that he actually created. We've been walking with Jesus through Luke this whole time, and we're taking little pieces at a time. Now, we're at that wonderful story of the feeding of the 5,000. Luke chapter 9, starting in verse 10. The setting here in Luke is where the disciples were sent out to cure diseases, to heal the sick, to preach the kingdom of God. And now they return to Jesus. We studied that last week about the 12 being sent out. Now they're back. And they're telling Jesus all the things they did and the things they taught. So let's follow them as they follow Jesus. So let's start with Luke chapter 9, starting in verse 10, and let's pray over the word before we read it. So I ask you, Ken, to pray over the word today and pray over me, please.
My dear Heavenly Father, O Lord, I love how it is written that your word is exalted even above your own name. Your word, as we know, is Jesus. He was made flesh, Lord, and he dwelt among us, Father. He became our light, and it is through your word, Lord, that we understand how to be light in this dark world. And so we just pray, oh Lord, now that you would open Pastor's mouth, that he would speak the words of life, the words of salt.
Yes,
Lord, the words of great seasoning. There would be a desire unto our hearts, Lord, to hear your word and have it plant seed and water,
yes,
and
Lord,
bring
hallelujah
forth good fruit. Lord, we thank you that your
glory
word
to
is
name
good fruit. It
yes,
is
Lord,
good
hallelujah
seed. It is sown by a good
fill
sower,
like spirit,
Lord. And we just thank you in all things. We ask for a heavenly wisdom according to your word. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in this place. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, Lord, to kindle
yes,
a fire
Lord
in each and every heart.
Yes,
a
Lord
hunger for the word, Lord, the bread of life by which no man will hunger again if he feeds on. Your word is just full of great promises, Lord, and great wisdom and great understanding. But mostly, your word tells us of you and brings us into relationship with you. So our prayer
yes,
today,
Lord,
Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name,
open our eyes,
Holy
Lord
Spirit,
open our eyes,
that through
Lord
the words of your servant Randy, we might have a better understanding, knowledge, and relationship with you, that our lives might be changed completely after we
yes,
have heard
Lord,
today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 10. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away, so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everybody sat down, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Wow, a familiar story. Amen?
Amen?
Here we see the disciples are returning. And now we read here in Luke, now they're called apostles. Why? Remember last week's message. Apostles are ones who are sent out to preach the kingdom of God, to cast out demons, to heal the sick. And so the 12 disciples were sent out, and now they have returned as apostles. They reported to Jesus what they had done, and Jesus now takes them away to be by themselves. But a crowd follows them, and Jesus welcomed them. Did you see that? He welcomed them, and he taught them. He did just as he told the disciples, who now have become apostles. He did just what he told them to do. He spoke to the people about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. And it's interesting to me that just as the apostles return from being sent out, Jesus gives them one more, again, firsthand experiences with him, showing them the duties of an apostle. Late in the afternoon, the disciples, the 12, say to Jesus to send the people away so that people can find food and lodging. It's getting late. And Jesus says to them, "You give them something to eat." The disciples were astonished. How are we able to buy enough food for everyone? We read there that the crowd was about 5,000 men. Now let's read from Mark and Matthew to hear their accounts of this great event. So let's first go to Mark chapter 6. Starting in verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going, they did not even have a chance to eat. He said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. Isn't that an interesting picture? They get into a boat, they're on the Sea of Galilee, and somehow the people see that, and they run on foot from all the towns, and they get there ahead of them. I guess there wasn't strong sailing that day. When Jesus landed, he saw a large crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can get to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" Isn't that an interesting comment? The Lord didn't want me to get into that. But it's an interesting comment. You really want us to spend all that money and give it to them? Think about that when you pray. Jesus says, "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. And the number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. I love reading the different angles of view that the apostles bring. Mark tells that upon their return and reporting to Jesus all they had done and taught, Mark says, it was busy with people coming and going. So Jesus said to them, "Come with me by boat and let's go to a quiet place. Let's get some rest." Can we not take, though, from this little peek into Jesus' life with his disciples that there are times that are ordained for getting away and resting? Jesus did it often, but here he takes the 12 away after that missionary journey he sent them on. much of the same is said of this day here in the rest of Mark. One statement, though, that stands out is that would take 8 months of man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much money on bread and give it to them to eat? I'm feeling a little stingy here. Now, Ken, you keep talking. So are you going to share what you got?
I was just saying, you know.
Because I'm interested.
The thing about that, the point is not lost on me, that means they had the money to do it.
Okay, good point.
Had the money.
Are we to go and spend that much money? So apparently, they must have had a little money in their pocket.
They had a little bit of money there.
Yeah. They didn't seem like they wanted to give it up. Now, I didn't get into John in the message, but I read it later. And it's kind of interesting what John says real quickly. It's in the bulletin a little bit there. But it's kind of interesting because Jesus looked up and saw the great crowd. This is John 6, verse 5. And he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" That's the only account where Jesus initiates that conversation. And he said, it asks this only to test him. Testing, that is, Philip. For he already had in his mind what he was going to do. But the Lord didn't want me to get too busy because we're trying to do shorter messages today. Hallelujah. So we see, though, by this statement, the enormity of the task through the eyes of the disciples. Are we not guilty of the same? We'll talk about that in a minute. Now let's go to Matthew. He has a slightly different look at it. Matthew chapter 14, starting in verse 13. Here we will see the setting is a little different. Here in Matthew, he doesn't always go chronologically. Luke went a little more, you know, chronologically in time. Here we see in Matthew 14, John the Baptist has been beheaded, and the word gets back to Jesus. And so in verse 13, when Jesus heard what had happened, that is the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew by a boat privately to a solitary place. So he's getting away. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the town. So now the story is going to sound very familiar. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." That's the third time we've heard that, so they remembered that. That stuck. "You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. That's in all 3 accounts as well. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children, Matthew tells us. Some new pieces of information. This account reads much like the others, but there's this different. That's very important to point out. Jesus tells the disciples, in reference to the loaves and the fishes, what did he say? "Bring them here to me." Now in Mark's account, Jesus is asking, "Well, how many do you have? Go and see." Luke just simply states that Jesus took the loaves and the 2 fish. So let's see what patterns are here and what Jesus is teaching us. The first I see is that Jesus sees a crowd, and even though they are tired, the apostles are tired, they're trying to get away to rest. What did you see? What was the common thing? The one word. Say it. He had compassion on the people. So much so that he teaches them and he heals them and he spends all day with them. We are to have that same commitment to our mission as apostles. We talked about it all last week, that we are also called out to be apostles. Wherever it is we live and move, we don't have to go across the river or we don't have to go across the ocean. Wherever we live and move, we are called out to teach, to talk about the kingdom, to heal, to cast out demons. And we are to have that same compassion for all who are in need of teaching, of healing, of being fed. Jesus tells the disciples, after they tell him to send the crowd away so they can eat, that they are to feed the people. And they're astonished. How? There are 5,000 men here, not counting women and children. That means there must be 15 or 20,000 people. Can you imagine that sitting around in groups of 150? There'd be like, I don't know, a couple hundred groups, more. And Jesus simply replies with, what do you have? What do you got? Bring them here to me. Now, when we are called to feed the poor, to teach the people, to heal the sick, are we not often thinking exactly what the disciples were thinking that day? How, Lord? The need is enormous. How? Jesus asks us, just as he did the disciples, what do you have? And we reply, all we have is a small amount, and it's not even close to what is needed. And Jesus simply replies to us, bring to me what you have. You see, Jesus is not asking the disciples, and he's not asking you and me to perform miracles. He's asking you and me to bring to him what we have, to give it to him, and let him perform a miracle with what little we have to bring. He will perform the miracle. He then takes what we bring him, what little we have. He looks up to heaven. As he presents it to the Father in heaven, he gives thanks for what we have, for what we brought, and he returns it to us to distribute it, whether it be teaching his word, or food to give those who are hungry, or a healing touch, a calming prayer. It is still our task to be the hands and feet of our Lord, but we must give to the people that for which our Lord has already been given thanks. We don't give what we want to give. We give what we have that is blessed by the Lord and is blessed for his perfect purpose. The word says in all three accounts, they all ate and were satisfied. And isn't that really what we want? To satisfy the needs of the people who our Lord has brought to us? Do we not want to do that? But I suggest there's another who needs to be satisfied. Amen? That's our Lord. That's our Savior. Too often, I believe, people, maybe you and I too, we are concerned only that we are satisfied. That we are satisfied with the results of our efforts. I've often said to pastors as we meet, the results are not up to you or me. The results are up to Him. We do what we're called to do. But we get hung up on the result we want. Or we want those people right in front of us that God's led to us. We want them to be satisfied right now. But should it not always be our first concern and therefore our prayer that God our Father, Christ our Savior, be satisfied? Amen? That He be satisfied with our commitment. That He be satisfied with our compassion, with our faith, to bring whatever we have to Him and trust Him to perform the miracle of making it meet whatever the need is and in whatever way He sees fit. I can say often when I have completed a message, I pray to Jesus and tell Him, Lord, this is all I got. This is all I have. These are my loaves and fishes. I give them to You, and I pray that they will pass through Your hands, Lord Jesus, and that You will present them to the Father with thanks and then return them to Me to distribute to the people, and that You and all the people will be satisfied. I often pray that prayer for whatever task God gives me to do. Let what little I have, Lord, pass through the hands of Jesus, be blessed by the Father, and be returned to Me so that You, Lord, and all others will be satisfied. You see, what we have, we give to Him. It passes through His hands, blessed by the Father, returned back to us, and now it can satisfy. Please see that neither you nor I need to be satisfied in this. That's not the goal. It is to satisfy God and whoever we are called to serve. And that is what Jesus is asking us to do in our walk of faith with Him. Bring to Him what we have, however little it is, however inadequate we think it is for the task at hand. Let what we have be taken up in His hands and presented to the Father. Wait with expectation to receive it back. Back from Jesus, from the mighty hand of Him. And with faith and confidence in our God, we distribute it to those to whom God sends to us, praying all the while that God our Father, Christ our Savior, will be satisfied, and that those in need will be satisfied. To His glory, not to mine, not to yours. So let us be certain by faith that whatever we give to Jesus, let us know in our hearts as it passes through His hands and is returned to us, whatever we bring to Him in faith will fulfill the purpose that God desires. Amen. Lord, sometimes it's a big ask for us to kind of let go of things. It's just not in our nature. I pray Your nature would rest upon us and become more like Your example to us in Your Word. That we come, we bring what little bit we have, and we just know that we know You're going to make it work because You always do. But let us have that faith. And let us have that boldness just to say, this is all I got, Lord, but here it is. And let Him make the miracle. Praise God. Amen.